Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I'm so glad to be back with you again this afternoon. And I want to especially thank Don and Doug for all their fantastic help. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be broadcasting, so I appreciate them so much for all their incredible help. Purpose of my show is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know, my friends, if we all work together, we can and will make this planet a much better and happier place. I want to thank everyone for listening today. We should have somewhere over 435 million listeners today over on planet, and over somewhere over 220 or 25 million benevolent beings listening off planet today. So we've got a worldwide and a galactic wide audience as well. Today's show will be on the Emoto Peace Project, and they're sponsoring, and the Emoto office in Tokyo, they're sponsoring a world water conference coming up here for free. It actually starts today, but they have a lot of free presentations going on, and it'll accumulate in a series of lectures by some world-famous water scientists on October, 16th and 17th in Tokyo. So I hope you can all listen to that. And I believe the email address is worldwaterday.net. But I'll give you the email here address in just a minute. I've been working with the Emoto office since 2014 and really love the work of Dr. Emoto. He started out as a naturopathic doctor, and he always knew that if you sent positive thoughts to a glass of water, that their beautiful water crystals would appear during that time. And if you sent negative thoughts to a glass of water, the hado or vibration of the water would also reflect those negative thoughts as well. So what he concluded after many years of research that we are powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier world. He was an incredible man. At one time, he was considered the 17th most spiritual man in the world by Watkins Books in London, England. And he was actually murdered, poisoned by the Chinese and the reptilians back in October 2014, which was unfortunate. But his work has been continuing on through his office and the work of Michiko Hayashi. And I want to thank them so much for carrying on the work of Dr. Emoto. He had a beautiful message to give the people in the world. So I'm very honored today. This is a pre-recorded interview I did with Michiko about the Emoto Project, about the children's books, about the work of Dr. Emoto today. So we'll be playing that in just a couple of minutes. I want to tell everyone that this weekend is pivotal. I had Dr. Michelle Peel on my show this morning, and she talked about how today, tomorrow, and Monday, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, will be pivotal moments in humanity's future, because we're getting an incredible amount of downloads right now, and it'll result by the end of this month in many negative entities having to leave the planet because the vibrations will be just too high for them. And when that happens, this planet will become a much more happy, a much more harmonious, and a much more loving place for everyone involved here. So it's an exciting time to be alive. I myself have been here for two Mayan Ketun cycles, or approximately 52,000 years, which is a long time. Some people have actually been here for three Mayan Ketun cycles, 78,000 years. And I've met a few of those, actually. But we've always been waiting for this moment in human history, and it's an exciting time. And as we were talking about this morning, your children, grandchildren, and friends and family in future generations will likely ask you, what were you doing on October 1st, 2022? What were you doing during 2022, 2023, 2024? The good thing is that I want to especially thank my friends among the Pleiadians, Admiral Halosaurus, a wonderful fellow, as well as the Galactic Alliance for all their help in our ascension as well. Since November 2018, when the reptilians and the darker elements of the United States Air Force destroyed Paradise and Malibu, California, they killed over 80,000 people in those two cities alone, with particle beam weapons. Since that time, we light workers around the planet, including myself, called out for help from the Galactics, and the Pleiadians responded. They sent their ships here. There's now, 750 million ships now circling the planet, and they are all bombarding planet Earth with lots of positive energies to help raise our vibrations and help us so that we can make better choices regarding the ascension. This is a galactic event that's happening right now. Never before has a civilization in this universe gone from third dimension to fourth, and then into fifth dimension. But that's what we're doing. We're going into fourth dimension right now, this month, and we will be in fourth dimension for 2 years or less, depending upon our choices, because we can speed this process up. And in about 2 years' time, we'll be going into fifth dimension. And my friends tell me it's not going to stop there. We could be easily headed to 7.5 on the dimensional scale. We are going faster than many great spirits thought possible. Nostradamus, for example, told me years ago that according to his timelines at the time, we were supposed to go into this ascension cycle and into the fourth and fifth dimension by the year 2038. Well, this year now is 2022, so we are about 16 years ahead of the schedule, and we may be even ramping that up as well. So even though times are hard for many people here with the fighting back of the negatives, their power is waning. They are losing their power. They are losing their ability to control us. They are losing their ability to kill us. They are losing their governmental governmental power over us as more and more people realize that there are powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier world. So all of that is so important. And Dr. Masaru Emoto was one of the important light workers who helped in this ascension process by waking people up to the fact that we are all powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier world. One of the things that Dr. Emoto did when he was alive, he did experiments with love and gratitude. And he said that when you took a bottle of radioactive water from a nuclear power plant in Japan, if you wrote the words love and gratitude on the bottle, all the radiation would disappear within 48 hours. And when the radiation disappeared, beautiful water crystals would form in their place. And he said, well, why can't we do that to clean up pollution in the world? And actually, he did do that. He traveled to the Gulf of Mexico for the Gulf oil spill to help clean that up through prayers and meditation. And all he did was to pray and meditate and send love and gratitude, thoughts of love and gratitude to these polluted areas. And it was totally cleaned up. I'll give you an example. About a year and a half ago on my radio show, using Dr. Emoto's scientific techniques, we did what's called, I asked all my listeners to do what's called the Ho'oponopono. The Ho'oponopono is a Hawaiian healing prayer, and it goes something like this. You say, thank you, we're sorry, we thank you, we say, we're sorry, please forgive us, thank you, and we love you. And you say that three times, and over a period of about 3 months, I did that on every show last year from early January all the way through the end of March, early April. We were able to decrease the amount of radiation at Fukushima in the holding tanks there by 90%. And my friend, Dr. Libby out of Montana, who's a certified HADO instructor, was able to prove that scientifically. One of the things she encountered when we first started doing this at the end of January last year and in December the previous year is that the reptilians, our good old friends, the negative reptilians, had placed a shield over the radiation holding tanks in an attempt to stop us from healing the radiation. But we were able to get through our prayers because we are powerful spiritual beings, like I said, and we actually have a lot more power than they do. And because we all have the spark of God within us and they don't. And that's really all there is. So I think you'll find this interview very inspiring. Michiko is the head, Hayashi's the head of the Emoto Peace Project. They produce these beautiful little children's books, which teach kids and young adults that our thoughts are powerful and we can create a better world with that. The interviews last for about 55 minutes, and I'll be coming in at the end of the interviews to say some further commentary. But Don, if we could go ahead and play those interviews now, we'll start with part one and then lead on to part two. We had some interference with the internet, but we were able to get through the first part. Thanks so much, Don. I appreciate it. The first part's about 15 minutes long, and the second part's another 35 minutes, give or take. But I hope you enjoy it, and then I'll be on it at the end when it's all done. Thanks so much, Don, for your fantastic and wonderful support. I really appreciate it. It's in part Japanese and mostly English, but with some Japanese as well. Thanks, Don. We appreciate it. Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I have a fantastic guest today, Michiko Hayashi, who's the director of the fabulous Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. And may I say, you do fantastic work, and you're one of the light workers helping everyone with the ascension, carrying on the beautiful work of Dr. Emoto. And I'm really honored to have you on today. Thanks so much for joining me today. Michi, it's great to see you.
Well, thank you so much, Ed. So nice to see you. Thank you so much. Yeah. 皆さん、こんにちは。はじめまして。エモトピースプロジェクトのハミチコと申します。グローバルディレクターとして、活動させていただいて、今、テッドさんがおっしゃったのは、私の紹介で、Out of This World ラジオのホストとしてテッドさんいらっしゃいまして、今回は、この日本語のラジオプログラムのために私をお招きくださいました。私はですね、エモマサルコの水木の伝言の、著者である、エモトマサルの国際被災秘書として約11年勤めておりまして、私は会長と呼んでおりましたけれども、もう会長が2010年の 10月17日に他界いたしまして、それ以降、私が、グローバルバルディレクターと継いで活動を続けさせていただいております。本日、しばらくお話させていただきます。よろしくお願いいたします。So go ahead.
Okay, thanks so much.
Sorry, it was a little long, but...
That's okay. Say as whatever you like is fine, and say as much as you like is fine. Tell us a little bit about the water conference, because I'll be playing this weekend. I know people will want to listen. So,
if you would like to share...
Yeah, I'll share it right now, okay?
If you would like to share the make me a host or let me share, then I can explain this a little bit to everyone.
Okay, you can share now.
10月の16日と17日にですね、世界水祭りというものがありまして、私たち実行委員会が行います。それで10月17日は、エモマサルが他界してちょうど8年になるんですけれども、11日と17日にみんな、世界中のみんなが心を一つにすることによって、そして水に感謝、地球に感謝をすることによって、この地球を今、まさに現状昇させていきたい、平和なところにしていきたいという思いで、世界水祭りを行います。少しだけ、ちょっとご説明させていただきますね。Can I share now?
Yes, you should be able to.If not, I'll make you a co-host. There we go.
Can you see this?
Yes, of course. Beautiful.
Oh, I think I lost your voice again.
Okay, can you hear me
I
now?
I lost your voice. I can't hear your voice again.
Okay, well, let's try this.
I will just play. ちょっと、テイさんの声が聞こえなくなったけれども、世界水祭り。This is the website of World Water Festival that we are doing on 16th and 17th of October month in about 2 weeks. And the purpose of this, まず日本語で、just explain in Japanese and show this goes. This is a small video that explains what it is. Okay?
Thank you.
So you can apply or register online. This is a free event. このオンラインで、登録することができますので、申請することができますので、そしてこれは、無料のオンラインイベントになっております。世界同時に行いますので、and also there is an English website here. When you click on English right here,then you can see the English website. But before that, let me just explain who will be on this. ここが、オンライン配信無料参加のフォームですね。こちらの方に E メールアドレスと、それからお名前を入れて申し込んでいただければ、インフォメーションが届きますので、情報が届きますので、それから、はい、こちらの方に無料、講演をしてくださる方々ですね。の顔が面々があります。そして、私も、ルック・モンタニエル博士のツイートをさせていただきます。いろいろな環境、それからアートも盛り込んでいますので、このように16日はですね、日本の剣の舞があったり、舞踊があったり、剣舞があったり、それから舞があったり、そしてブルース・リプトン博士が基調講演をしてくださいます。あとは歌、太鼓がもちろんありますね。で、こちらの方はサポートメッセージが入っておりますけれども、今度ちょっと英語で見せご覧いただきますね。Okay, so this is an English website. So people who are watching and could not understand Japanese, you can watch this now. This is, it's just an introduction of what this World Water Festival is.Okay, and here you go. You can register right here when you come to the website of the World Water Festival. You will see where you can register. All you need is to register your email address and your full name. Then you will be receiving information on how you can watch this or join us. It's a completely free for everyone around the world because our purpose is to unite with everyone to make peaceful world together. Remember, our consciousness is the vibration. When we get all together, the vibration amplifies. So this is, and you will be seeing all these people speaking. And actually today, October 1st here in Japan, it's opening ceremony or opening event. 今日からですね、今日10月10日、1日なんですけれども、今日から、まさにオープニングイベントが入ります。それで、今日は収録を私たち実行委員会の、発端となった、江本勝の息子さんですね。広正さんと、それから、安倍、麻生康彦さんか。 という方だったと、この方も以前うちの会社にいて、江本勝の元でお仕事しておりまして、言霊、言葉にとても詳しい方です。そして、祭りを新しい時代の祭りとして世界に発信していこうということで、今回は、プロジェクションマッピングも含めて、日本の伝統文化や、それから流や、さまざまなことをプロジェクションマッピングで、こう、通していきながら、そこに、稲なり、舞替わりというふうな素晴らしいイベントが16人には行われますので、ぜひ参加ください。そして今日は、この広間さん、江本広間さんと、麻生康彦さんと、それから、呉なりさんっていう、この3人が最初この発端となって、この、清水祭りを行うということに話ができたんですけれども、そこに私たちも入っての、実行委員になりました。そして、これを世界中の皆さんにご覧いただけるように、すべて日本語と英語バイリンガルにしておりまして、どうぞください。貴重なお話がすべて無料でご覧になれます。So everyone, please watch it because today we're starting to record or start distributing or stream this lectures and talks and of all people.And today's the first day. Every day you will be able to watch everybody's talks or some kind of, videos. When you register here, you'll be able to watch everything. So please register and join us. And remember on the 16th and 17th, we will be, streaming live from this lake called Lake Hamana.Where it's in about an hour and a half away from Tokyo, where it's a beautiful lake, and that joins, the water joins with the Pacific Ocean. It goes into the Pacific Ocean. So early in the morning, around 7 o'clock in the morning of the 17th, which is the day that Temoto passed, and he was always offering love and gratitude to water because he knew that our prayers always work.And water really needs that beautiful intention and love and gratitude. So, 7 o'clock in the morning here in Japan on 17th, which is 3 o'clock in the afternoon of the 16th October in the west coast of the United States. We'll be starting this water ceremony at the small island in.Near the lake, in the lake actually, and start to do the event of the ceremony, water ceremony. We will be using the drone and showing how that goes. And then also we have some camera person distributing that video or image, what exactly we were doing. So please look forward to it. Okay. Hi. Ted, back to you. Thank you so much.See, you can see these dance and sword performance of Japanese performance and the keynote speech given by Dr. Bruce Lipton and singers from Brazil is coming. They're coming from Brazil. They are originally from Okinawa. Ancestors are from Okinawa.So they have the heart of Japanese people, and they will perform the beautiful songs, and of course Japanese taiko drums. This is going to be an amazing, wonderful program. So please join us. はい、さんどうぞご参加ください。ではお待ちしております。
Okay, great. Thank you so much for explaining everything about this wonderful water conference. That's fantastic.
Thank you. I hope many people can enjoy and join us and spread their love, harmony, and prayer, appreciation to water and to this Mother Earth and to the universe.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Michi. Now, that website...is www.worldwaterfestival.net, is that right?
It's actually https dot what do you call the all the
colon colon
in slash slash colon in slash slash world water festival net.
Okay, world water festival.
Yeah, HTTPS.
Okay,
is really important. Yeah, you need
we
to
got
include
it.
That.
Thank you.
In column slash. Okay.
Okay.
So please
thank
join.
You.
I hope many people can join us. It will be completely bilingual. So
great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, one good thing that's happened for the past 2 years during the scamdemic is that people are doing a lot more things by Zoom and Skype, and that's good. You know, it allows them to connect in spite of the differences.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think it's always really wonderful to be with people in person at
yeah,
the
it's
venue,
better.
At the place. It's always, it's a special vibration,
right.
Communication too. But for the people who are living very far, I mean, a distance, we can all join by Zoom and or on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very wonderful technology that we have nowadays after this in this past 3 years.
Right. So yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
We're really grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mitchie, I know you've been busy. You've written some new books. Tell us about your work a little bit, okay? And be sure to tell us
the
how...
The new book? Oh, okay, hold on.
Okay.
This is called Womb to Thrive.
Mm-hmm.
It became number one bestseller. And I contributed here the message of water.
Okay.
And I talked about here in this from these pages, I talked about how mothers emotions and state of emotion, state of herself and how she feels, what she listens, what she eats, everything the baby in the womb can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually when babies in the womb of mother, when mother goes through the difficult time emotionally, then the baby has that trauma, born with the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So I explained the importance of being pregnant, the time of pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
but also how we can switch our emotions from negative to positive, because mm-hmm. we know we can do that. Because every moment is a choice that we make.
That's
right?
True. Mm-hmm.
When we are feeling kind of anxiety or anger, then it's all right to be upset. It's all right to be worried about something. But the important thing is to switch it quickly. So that's what mm-hmm. I was showing and sharing about the vibration and how it goes. And,
nice.
And this one of the books that I contributed, and now I am writing a whole book in Japanese about the vibration, water, and consciousness.
Nice. Beautiful work. Beautiful work.
And I think I lost your voice again.
Oh, no. Can you hear me now?
I can't hear.
That's okay. That's all right. We'll find, we will talk by this chat room.
In certain minutes, your computer loses the sound, maybe? It seems like after several months, but people can hear you.
People can hear me.
how does that happen? Because if I cannot hear you, how can people hear you? So do you want to try a different day? Because I don't think people can hear you. I know I have an important message, but I feel kind of strange talking to myself without being able to hear you.
Okay. Well, let us do.
Do you just want me to talk about this this children's book? What happens, everyone, is that he lost his face on the with his computer. So yeah, he's telling me right here in chat and says, let us do some more work. Yes, please talk about the children's book. So I will be. Let me talk about this children's book, okay? This is children's book of the Emerald Peace for that Dr. made. Well, he actually announced about the idea of making this book on the 26th of May in 2005 at the quarters of United Nations New York. At that time, so many people, so many countries, I guess now too, were having the conflicts, domestic conflicts, a lot of problem with water. So the United Nations people asked Dr. Mototo, what can we learn from the message from her to make the world a better place so that people will stop fighting, but instead to live in harmony, love. So what Dr. Emoto said at that time was that, well, I have an idea. Why don't I make a children's book of the message from water? We had this, the next version of message from water. Let's see. Oops. This is the final version, message from water. And now in here, see, you can see Dr. Emoto's picture right here at the beginning. It's in bilingual, Japanese and English, and it shows all the beautiful pictures. This is from John Lennon's music, Imagine. And this picture is from after the war, water exposed by with the word love and gratitude. Many other things, right? The beautiful water crystals is in here, and along with here, it shows how prayers really affect her. So he wanted to share, make a children's book so that children, all children on earth, can learn how powerful our thoughts are. Our prayers, our intentions, our emotions are, because they are all vibration. So he said, adults already have a lot of information from outside, and especially at that time, people are very, very skeptical about this message from water. A lot of people will say, this is not science, and how can you just show science with this? Water, how can you prove water has memory? Mm-hmm. But the doctor said, well, children are very pure. When they see the water crystals, even though they can't, they may be able to read it, if they see water crystals, they will learn that water responds to every word, every picture, every music, every thoughts and prayers. And so they learn that beautiful vibration, our thoughts of vibration, our intentions of vibration, our emotions of vibration, they are all frequencies that we can see. They're energy, and they will learn from this book not to pollute water. This from the picture of the river, upstream river of the river. And this is from midstream, and then this is from downstream.
Mm-hmm.
Water changes its form structures depending on what kind of vibration it has. Of course, the pure water from the mountain is really pure, clean, and purified, and beautiful. And this is the kind of the water that we want to maintain. But these days, we are polluting with our consciousness,
mm-hmm.
also with chemicals. So we want to teach, we want our children to learn to protect, preserve beautiful nature. To do that, we adults need to know it, to work on it. So this book is not only for children, but this is for also for adults as well. And it shows also here how water responds to music. I am talking only in English. Is that okay? Or would you like me to speak in Japanese too? This end of... I'm just waiting and Ted texts me. Please summarize a little in Japan. Okay. So
thank you.
So let me speak in just a little in Japanese. で、日本の方にちょっとだけ日本語でお話をさせていただきますね。こちらの方にですね、日本語版があります。それで、これを、妹が、まあ、私は国際秘書でしたけれども、その当時、2005年の5月26日に、国連の本部で、まあ、基調講演をした時に、その当時はものすごく、その、お水の問題、世界中でお水の問題、それから、国紛争だとか、さまざまなその紛争があったんですね。テロ行為ありましたし、で、まあ、今でも、また、ウクライナ戦争とか、それから、こういうコロナで人がいろんな感情を持ったりだとか、がありますけれども、その時に5月の26日、国連の、基調講演をしている時、皆さんが、江本さん、どうやったらこの地球はもう環境が良くなりますかね、もっと平和になると思います。自らの伝言にどのように学んだらよろしいのかということを質問して、江本勝は、じゃあ子供たちは純粋だから子供たち、世界中の子供たちに、この伝言の絵本を届けようということで始まりました。そしてこの中に子供さんたちに割ってもらえるようにみんな、私たちはみんなお水なんですよ。そして水はこうやってきれいな結晶ができますよ。世界中の水って本当はこんなに美しいですよ。お店ってでも、あ、人間が、汚染したときこんなに汚くなります。だけど、こうやってきれいなお水を、環境を維持していきましょうね。そしてこのきれいなお水をみんなが作るようにして生きていきます。そして音楽編、いい音楽を聴いたときこんなに水はきれいに音楽に、反応して、そして、そうではない音楽、怒りのこもったような音楽を聞くと、これがヘビメタルなんですけれども、このぐちゃぐちゃになったりするんです。それから、言葉編、ありがとうかやろうだとか、そして、しようね、しなさいという、その違い。平和と戦争に、どのように、お水が反応したかだとか、そして最後はですね、写真ですね。写真編があります。こうやって写真編もあって、お水が写真を見たときにどのように反応するか。ハートを印刷するときにはハートがトノミックができて、ゾウさんを見たらゾウさんのお肌ができたりするんですね。お水本当に嘘をつかず心の鏡がないこと、江本会長がおっしゃってましたね。そしてお水にやって祈りを捧げ気持ちと伝えると、このこんなに汚かったくちゃのお水が、同じ水がこのように美しく、平和をするということです。私たちもお水であることですから、このようなことが起きていると。そして、最も美しい結晶を作ったのは、愛か感謝という二つの文字から。これだけ、お水が教えてくれているのは、これだけ愛感謝というエネルギーがいかに美しい波動ですね。 ご飯実験もやってみましょうね、というふうに、これ、この番、日本語ですね、あります。もし、お求めになりたい方は、エモトピースプロジェクトにご連絡をいただければと思います。So, I just explained briefly. So, let me just continue with this, English one. So, when people, when the water listens to music, this is the music section and shows how water responds to different music. And the music is beautiful, then makes beautiful crystals. And here we have to remember that we are water. In the air, the water also. Everything is listening, watching, and exposed to everything that is around. And here's the heavy metal music with the words were really ugly, and the musician was singing with anger. So at that time, the vibration that water received was not really positive. So the water could not form beautiful crystal. So it means we all want to listen to something beautiful that makes you feel good. Now here, it shows the words, the section of the words. Thank you, showing, thank the word, thank you to you, water. You full to water. See the difference of the crystals that water made. So this is the difference of vibration. And we are water. In the air, there is water. Everything is affected. All the water affected. And as we are the energetic beings, we are affecting everything, everyone, beyond time and space, instantaneously. It doesn't matter where, like I am, you are Ted being the United States. My consciousness is affecting you. And people think this earth is a huge earth. But actually, when we look down from the universe, the earth is a little tiny like bacteria. So the vibration goes everywhere around the world instantaneously. See the how the water responded? Ted said, we are all starting to ascend into higher dimensions where we are all connected. Yes. That's beautiful. Now, peace and war. War is broken.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're seeing the conflict or war between Russia and Ukraine, but it's not the war between those two countries. We are all, no matter where we are on this earth, we are being affected by the energy. So this is why we want to be always in peace, peaceful, and in harmony within. In harmony, it goes out. See, brain is emitting the energy from myself, but the energy, heart, goes 5 meters everywhere, 360 degrees. That's how huge our energetic torrent is. And it's affecting everything. So if I'm staying very positive, everything around me will be receiving the positive vibration.
That's right.
It goes from within. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as you can learn from here, all this is from the picture. The water remembers everything. And here, communication with the water, our intentions or our thoughts are really affecting the water of everything. And the most beautiful water, the crystal that water made was from love and gratitude. This is one. This is highest vibration or state of being we can be. And so everything, every moment when I feel, whatever I feel is just a thing around me, around myself. Mm-hmm. And every one person is one drop of water.
Uh-huh, right.
When one drop, all the drops together, it makes a small water, like in a glass, maybe in a coffee cup. Mm-hmm. And then when all the drops of everyone gets together, it makes a huge ocean. Water connects with everything, everyone. It does not have blue water, red water, brown water, clear water. It doesn't matter because they all connect. And that's water. And that's who we are. And this is why I am happy that we're doing this water ceremony or World Water Festival beyond race, color, language, border of the countries. We are beyond it. We are connected. We are uniting to make the world a better place. And please, if you don't have this book, you can contact me at the Emoto Peace Project .net. Then I can send, you can download this book, PDF data, PDF of this book for free of charge. If you would like the printed version, then you can email me, contact me from here. Then we'll be more happy to send you the books. 日本の方々には、ね、エモトピースではなくて、エモトプロジェクトとなっておりますので、もしこの絵本が欲しい方は、こちらにメールを送ってください。はい。教育関係の方々、教育施設には、30分まで無料で配布しておりますので、ご覧ください。はい。All right, so...What would you like to talk now? I just ended talking. Thank you so much for letting me talk about this children book. Yeah. Dr. Emoto, he said, I know Dr. Emoto is very proud of you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I can feel every day I say thank you to Dr. Emoto when I leave my office. And he is always...with not only with me, but with all people who are making the world a better place. So this is I think Dr. Emoto was with us to promoting us or making us helping us do this World Water Festival. So we're very honored to be able to do that. And did you say he's always around you supporting? Thank you.I think so. All right. And he's now working with scientists from the Pleiadians to clean up water and make this world a better place. I think so.
Yeah.
Yes. We do have a lot of help from above. And all the pollutions. Actually, I think at the beginning, when we started to have this,pandemic. Of course, no one really knew what was happening except for those who were doing it. So people are very scared of tomorrow, what will happen tomorrow, so worried about everything. But after 2 years, 2 years and a half, more and more people know, they're more awakened, they know what's happening in the world, what we can do to change the situation, how we can be connected, how we can ascend together, and how we should appreciate everything we have and every support we have receiving from above and from below the earth also. Mm-hmm. So, Ted said, starting this weekend, there will be a lot of really good energies coming into the earth on October first, second, and third. Tomorrow, here in Japan, the 2nd of October, now we're going through, it's retrograde of, what was that? But it will stop, it will end. So the energy changes, this earth will change the energy. Yeah, retrograde Mercury. And it was going, and it'll stop, end on the 3rd of October.
Right.
So energy changes, it'll be much, much better. Everything will be smoother. And so everyone will be feeling the difference of the energy. And when we do this World Water Festival, the vibration, the universe, this earth will be helping and supporting and just sending out the beautiful vibrate to all around the world. And it goes to the universe also. Thank you so much. Well, thank you for saying that. He's proud of me. And thank you very much for having me today and allow me to talk about this beautiful mesh from water and the World Water Festival and the work of Dr. Emoto's and what I'm doing right now. This past 2 years and a half, I was not able to travel around the world or was not able to leave outside Japan. But when this ends, I am hoping to deliver message again and to meet with people. During this time, I met really reconnected also and met new people who are doing the great work of for peace on earth. There are so many people who are trying to do that right now.
Okay.
So I like to be with them person and can continue to do the spread, the important vibration, the beautiful vibration to the world again. Okay, and Ted will be playing this on Monday on his Japanese program, and he thinks that we should have about 10 million listeners. I hope so. And you will be able to travel next year, no problem. There are more good people in the world rather than bad people. See, this is how what Dr. Emoto said. Always 10% positive beings, 10% negative beings.
Right.
In between, there are 80% of the people who don't know which way to go. So when we reach just a little tiny bit more of 10% of the people, then this 80% who don't know what to do, where to go, will come to the positive side. So that was why the message from water, Dr. Emoto said, the goal is to distribute 650 million children's books. That was 10% of the world population in 2005. Now we have almost 8 billion people, but before that, I would like to reach 650 million children's books. A little more to go, but I know that with everyone's help, we can do it. So thank you so much.
で、日本の方々には、この絵本がですね、世界中10%1割の人たちが、と、達成することを主導し、世界が平和になるということを、元々が言ってました。 微生物の微生物が、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、いる、
世界の 10% にこの絵本が届くようにしようということを江本勝が言いました。それが2005年の5月だったので、その当時の、こうは世界の人口は65億だったんですね。で、10% は6億5千万ですので、それで江本ピースプロジェクトの目標としては、この絵本を世界中の6億1000万の子供の子供たちに配布する、無料配布するというものです。から、あ、皆さんもぜひこれを、お求めくださって、周りのおじいおばあちゃん、周りのお友達、皆さんにお伝えしていただけていると嬉しいと思います。よろしくお願いいたします。あ、Ted, done. Thank you so much for having me.、今日は皆さん本当にありがとうございました。今日からオープニングとか始まり、世界水祭り、どうぞ。よろしくお願いいたします。So today we're starting in this opening event of the World Water Festival, and I hope all of you will register and join because it's free and you can really enjoy it. You benefit from this, and more than anything, you will be feeling so happy that we are together and changing the world for a better place. So please join and.Remember the 16th and 17th of October, that's Japan time. In the United States, it'll be the night of the 15th and the early, the afternoon of the 16th of October. In Europe, will be, the 16th, early in the morning of the 16th, and, the late at of the 16th of October. Please join us.We decided to do this event around time because the way everyone can join live. And if not, for the people who have registered, and always watch the videos because we will be keeping all the videos and everyone will be able to watch it later on. Okay? Mm-hmm. Afterwards, please enjoy it with your time.In space. Mm-hmm. Thank you for promoting this. Yeah, thank you so much, Ted. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Wonderful, Mitchie.
So, everyone enjoy this radio show, and thank you so much for being here with me and with Ted Maher today. And I will see you again. And remember, I love you all very much.Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Mitchie. Arigato and Ohio gozaimasu for your wonderful, beautiful work. Okay. All right, my friends, that was an explanation of the World Water Conference. I'll give that email out, that website again. It's www.worldwaterfestival.net, and it's all free. It's going from now until October 16th or 17th, 17th in Japan, 16th here in the United States.And let me go over some of the people that will be there. Tetsu Shiratori is Japan's most famous spiritual film director. Great guy. He's been on my show before. Professor Korkov is from St. Petersburg University in Leningrad, or used to be called Leningrad, now it's St. Petersburg in Russia. He is a very famous water scientist there. I've met him, a great guy. Dr. Yasu Tsukiyuki, I just call him Yasu, and Dr. Numoto. He used to be the scientist for the MOTO project in Tokyo. Great guy. You'll really enjoy his presentation. My good friend, Professor Jerry Pollock, who is considered one of the world's most famous scientists. Wonderful fellow, good guy. He'll be giving a presentation as well. You have several people from BK Kumaris. They do a lot of beautiful work in meditation, which is great. And you could listen to them as well, bringing peace and love to the world. Dr. MOTO was... He did a lot of work in Hado. He was a naturopathic doctor. And what he found was that he said everything was Hado or vibration. I think his book is still in print. But if you think that everything is Hado or vibration, he said before he could help people with almost any physical or spiritual condition by adjusting their Hado or vibration. I'll give you an example of that. Back in, I think it was either 2017 or 2018, Shiichiro Yoshinuchi, who is a famous Hado instructor out of Tokyo, and Michiko was with him giving sessions to people. And there was this lady that came up to me and she said, "Ted, I haven't talked to my daughter in over 20 years, and I'm getting up in years now. She's retired and she really wanted to get contact with her daughter, but they'd had a bad relationship in the past and wanted to get back in touch with each other. So I suggested that she do one of these Hado treatments." And the Hado treatment, the way it works is that these are what's called Hado machines or vibrational machines. And you take it, she puts her left hand on this electronic pad and the machine reads her energy, her vibrational signature. Then they take that vibrational signature and they push it, they run it through their machine and they figure out what frequency or vibration would put her in harmony with her daughter so they could talk again and get to know each other again. So the machine did that. And then after they received the codes from this vibrational device, then the machine itself, they take a tall bottle of water and they put it on top of the electronic pad where they have their hand there, and they program it, and the machine programs the water to the right vibration. And then all she did was drink the water. And then the amazing thing is after she drank the water, she had not talked to her daughter in about 20 or more years, believe it or not, true story. And she called me back all excited a few days later and said that her daughter had called her after 20 years and she wanted to see her. And they've been getting along, as far as I know, great ever since that time. Isn't that a beautiful story? That's the kind of work Dr. Emoto, how he helped people with Hado, just adjusting the vibration. And he did this for lots of things. Since that time, the office in Tokyo has distilled every physical condition, every spiritual condition into what's called a five-digit code. And so what they'll do is, if, for example, you have stomach problems or you have different spiritual issues you have to deal with, all kinds of things, they will plug it into the machine and they will change the vibrations so that they can help you with a particular particular condition. It's very effective. And Dr. Emoto, when he was alive, before he was murdered by the Chinese, he was able to help over 10,000 people, believe it or not. And it's all very effective too. No drugs. And all he did was change the vibration. And it's kind of like you saw the pictures of those beautiful water crystals. Well, what he did an experiment once, and I've talked about this before in my book, Messages from the Masters. It's in that book. He took a bottle of radioactive water from a nuclear reactor in Tokyo in Japan in the 1990s, and he wrote the words love and gratitude on the bottle of water, and then he superimposed one of those beautiful water crystals of love and gratitude. And how we got the crystals is that he would write the words love and gratitude on a glass of water or a bottle of water, let it sit for maybe 48 hours, and then they would look at the, it's a long process, they would freeze the water into droplets, and then they'd look at the water with an electron microscope, looking at very, very, very tiny molecules, and these beautiful water crystals would be formed. And so what he would do, he wrote the words love and gratitude on a bottle of water, and then he superimposed a picture of one of these beautiful love and gratitude crystals on top of this bottle of radioactive water. And within 48 hours, all the radiation was gone and these beautiful diamond-shaped crystals formed. Now, isn't that an easy way, a wonderful way to clean up radiation in the water? I've said this before on my show, but if the TEPCO, Tokyo Electric Power Company, did that at the radioactive waste dumps outside of Tokyo at Fukushima, they could clear up, theoretically, they could scientifically clean up all of the radiation in those water tanks within 48 hours, no problem. And the cost? What? How much does it cost for magic markers, copies of these pictures, tape to stick it on the water holding tanks? Easily less than 10 bucks. I mean, it costs almost nothing to do, and it'd be very effective. We could do the same thing, for example, with the Hanford radioactive water tanks in Eastern Washington too. And they've been there since World War II, since 1944, 45. It'd be very easy to clean those up as well. Instead, we pay millions and millions of dollars to contain that water when they could be transformed
just with this, these relatively simple techniques. Dr. Moto felt as well. He did prayers during the Gulf oil spill in 2010. He flew to the Gulf of Mexico and did the same kind of prayers to clean up the oil there, and it worked there as well. There's no reason why it wouldn't, his techniques of doing this through prayer and meditation wouldn't work for any polluted place on this planet. There was a lake called Lake Biwa outside of Tokyo. And what he did is that he had a group of monks, Buddhist monks, accompany him there along with a large group of people. And they all prayed over this part of the water of the lake. And within 48 hours, the lake was in that area where they prayed completely clean, no pollutants whatsoever. And Lake Biwa, by the way, is one of the Japan's most polluted lakes. So it is effective. There was another experiment that he did back in, I believe it was 2011 or 2012, where he had a friend in Los Angeles, and they put a bottle of distilled water on this, on his friend's desk. And then all of the people looked at this picture of this water. They were in Tokyo, and they were all focusing on this water, sending the water lots of love and light. They were able to physically raise the vibration of the water, even though they were, 8 to 10,000 miles away. They raised the vibration of the water, cleaned up the pollution in this water, and did the same exact thing. And they were 8 to 10,000 miles away in Tokyo, and the bottled water was in sitting on a colleague's desk in Los Angeles, and they proved it all. They had controls. They all proved it scientifically. And we could do it today, too. A year and a half ago, I've talked about this before, but I had a friend of mine, Dr. Libby out of Montana. She's a certified HADO instructor, as I am, too. And we did an experiment where I asked all my listeners around the world to please send lots of love and light to the holding tanks at Fukushima to clean up the radiation. And we did that from end of December. This is 2022, end of December 2020 to the end of March in 2021. And we proved scientifically we were able to clean up 90% of the radiation of Fukushima. Now, this is not really a theoretical exercise because TEPCO, Tokyo Electric Power Company, year before last, announced plans to dump all of the radiation from Fukushima into the Pacific Ocean, which I don't consider a viable. It's like committing suicide. Why on earth would you ever want to do that? But that's what they were considering. I don't know what they're doing now. It's kind of fallen out of the wayside. But that would be something that everybody could do. So let's do this as an experiment today. Let's put your hand on your heart and say what's called a water prayer. It's a Ho'oponopono. It's from Hawaiian healing shaman in Hawaii. And it goes something like this. You say, water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you, and water, we love you. And when you say it, I'm going to do it a few more times. It doesn't matter what language you're saying it in, whether it's English, Japanese, Spanish, French, German, Russian, Chinese. It doesn't matter because it'll all have as long as you have the intent, it will, believe me, it will have an effect. So let's send love and light to Fukushima to clean up the radiation there. And let's do it again. Say, water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. And water, we love you. Let's do it one more time. And there's a reason why I'm doing it three times, and I'll explain in a moment. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. And water, we love you. When I wrote my first book years ago called Messages from the Masters, and it's still available, by the way, if anyone would like a copy, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. It contains messages from Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, and many other great spirits, and Nikola Tesla as well, on our beautiful, bright future. Mr. Tesla told me that the secret of the universe is three. He said the universe repeats itself in groups of three, 3, 6, 9, and 12. And that was one of the secrets he told me about. And if you really want to make something powerful in a good way, if you're using the Ho'oponopono like that, you say it 3, 6, 9, or 12 times. So I usually say mine 3, but you can say it 6, 12, or 9 times as well. So let's say it one more time. And when you say it, I want you to visualize a golden yellow light of healing light around the holding tanks of Fukushima to clean up the radiation, because it's still there. It definitely will help. You say it just like this. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. And water, we love you. And actually, there's a lot of things you can do if you want to improve relationships with other family members or friends. You can do the same kind of healing prayer, except you don't use water because you're not directing water. But you say, I'm sorry. Please forgive us. Please forgive me. I thank you and I love you. Okay? You use that same structure. There's a fellow named Dr. Hugh Lin, L-I-N. He was a psychologist in Hawaii, Honolulu, and he was in charge about 15, 20 years ago of a criminally insane asylum on the island of Oahu in Honolulu. And he was in charge of 100 criminally insane patients. In other words, people who had committed horrible crimes, felonies. They murdered people, all kinds of things. And they were deemed to be criminally impossible to heal. And what happened is that he said that he read all of the patient files, and then he asked all of the inmates of this institution to say the Ho'oponopono, the I'm sorry, please forgive me, I thank you and I love you every day, multiple times a day. And what happened is, believe it or not, within a year, everyone was deemed to be, had healed themselves. Everyone was deemed to be sane again. They were not criminally insane any longer. And every single one of them, 100 people, were all released. And Dr. Lin basically talked him out of a job because he lost his job at that point because the place had closed. So that's a true story. And you can look him up on the web, Dr. Hugh, H-E-W, Lin, L-I-N, a psychologist in Hawaii at the time, and it did work. We could do the same thing because we are all powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier world. We can use that same power of prayer to tie into God, to heal, to help with any physical or spiritual condition. And it does work. And he proved it. Dr. Emoto was very aware of these things as well. And but he's continuing his work now on the other side with Pleiadian scientists cleaning up planet Earth and making this world a better place. And his work does live on in the Tokyo office. If you want to get one of these beautiful children's books, you can write the Emoto Peace Project at EPP. That's E as in Edward, P as in Paul, P as in Paul, at Emoto peaceproject.net. That's E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net. You can also write them about, they still do Hado treatments there. Different people do it. Or you can write me a note, and I'm happy, an email. I'm happy to refer it on to the right person in Japan to help you out. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can send me an email to my Proton Mail account at outofthisworldradio@protonmail.com. Proton Mail is an encrypted Swiss-based email service. They have free accounts there, and it's a very good service. Gmail's fine too, but I personally like the one in Proton Mail better. But one of the interesting things that my good friend Dr. Michelle Peel mentioned earlier today is that we are all natural-born healers, and I think we'll be able to heal ourselves in the coming dimensional shift into the fourth and fifth dimension. Things are moving so rapidly right now, my friends. I think it's even surprising Nostradamus and how quickly things are going to happen. I haven't talked to him. I need to get an update, meet with him and get an update. He said he'd be happy to give me an update, and I'll share that with you all in a future show. But things are moving very rapidly. One of the things you can do too to help you with any spiritual or physical condition is to create what's called a Nubian pyramid. Nubian pyramids are from Nubia, in the upper part of the Nile in Africa, and the pyramid itself is at a certain degree. I can't remember what's 38 or 33 degrees, but you can buy the plastic attachments. So what you do, you can make a pyramid by simply buying the attachments that used to cost about $33 or so, $33 or $35. And then you buy copper tubing or plastic tubing to make like a four-pronged pyramid with four legs. And then you align it to the north-south pole with a compass. And then if you want to make high vibrational water to raise your vibration to help you with any physical or spiritual condition, you simply align that one of the legs of the pyramid with the north-south pole, and you keep it there for about 48 hours. I have friends who do that, and the water they create is very, very high vibrational. And I have friends actually in London, good friends in London, and what they do is that they take the water, the tap water from the Thames, of course, and then they filter it out to get the fluoride out. And then they run it through a series of large water jars, which include shungite. Now, shungite is a wonderful mineral. It helps clean the water, takes out radiation, protects you against pollutants. And they run it through that, including a bunch of crystals. And at the end, they have this fantastic high vibrational water. And then if you put it into the Nubian pyramid after that, you increase the vibration as well. We are about 70% water. Just like the earth is 70, it's also 70% water. So, and you are what you drink and you are what you eat. So that if you drink this high vibrational water, it can only help your health. And it's, and as Dr. Emoto showed for many years, he was able to really help well over 10,000 people before he passed away in 2014. His work is being continued now by the Emoto office. And one thing I want to tell people too is that they still have what's called Haddo schools. I attended their school back in 2015, and they teach you all about helping people with the Haddo treatments with vibration. And it's a beautiful school. I urge you to contact them if you're interested in attending one of the schools. Unfortunately, Japan still has quarantine for people coming in from abroad, but I think that should be loosening up. Canada, as of I believe today, has now dropped all the requirements for quarantine, and no shots are required, no social distancing is required, nothing. All the requirements have been dropped for people coming driving in from the United States to Canada, so that's a good thing. I don't think it'll be very long before you'll find Trudeau a history. That's right. I think he'll be gone here very soon. And Biden is a fake president, of course, illegally installed by the cabal with money, the finest money that Chinese money could buy. Fake votes, printed ballots, printed actually in China. So I don't know why more Americans don't stand up to him. You know, when he signs his executive orders, he's signing black pieces of paper, which are never, if you have a valid executive order, they are always published in the Federal Register. None of his executive orders have ever been published in the Federal Register, or not even in cartoon strips, not even on the cartoon channel have they been showed, because they're not legal. So if they're not legal, why do you have to follow it? You don't have to follow it. Nothing there is legal. If you take it to federal court, you should win with that as well. And I want to really thank Robert F. Kennedy Jr. For his fabulous work with the Children's Health Defense Fund. It's a wonderful organization. I urge you to support them. They're a nonprofit. And they fight a lot of battles for people out there. But the negatives know that they've lost the war, and now we've got just the little battles here and there to do, but things are coming to a fast close. But the Earth has decreed as well that the negative entities will no longer be allowed on this planet. She's sick and tired of being polluted, destroyed, hurt by entities who want to take advantage of her and destroy her. And so with the higher vibrations now coming in, the planet, the negative entities, especially the reptilians and the grays, will no longer be able to stay here. And watch how things will change, my friends, when we're only left to our own devices. Sure, this planet is a mixed bag, and we've got good people, we've got bad people here, but where there's a lot more good people than bad. And the people that are here, I know, want to make this world a much better and happier place. People are sick and tired of fighting, of the disharmony that the cabal tried to engender during the scamdemic. But it's all come to a close now. And this month, I'm told by my Pleiadian friends and Hadmerhalosaurus that this will be a game changer for all of humanity. And it's starting right today, right now, at this very minute, as I'm speaking. October 1st, October 2nd in Tokyo and Australia on the other side of the world. You'll see these 3 days where the vibrations are going to ramp up very, very quickly. And the negatives have nowhere to go except exit. They will be, if they don't leave, they will be forced to leave. There's no ifs or ands about it at all. They've had their time here, and it's time now for them to leave. And the purpose of my show, which I've been doing now since November 2013, has been to make this world a much better, a happier place. And it's getting almost 9 years now I've been broadcasting, and I can't tell you how happy I am that we are getting to this point in human history. Sure, we have challenges to address, but people are finally waking up, and it's taken this long. You know, we've gotten to this point 6 times before in our human history, but this time we are finally doing it. This is the 7th time now. We've never gone this far, this fast in human evolution, but we're finally going to do it. And the kids will be the ones who will really benefit from this and for future generations as well. And mark my words, my friends, our children and children's children, our future generations of humans will ask, what were you doing on October 1st, 2022? And notice the date, October 1st in numerology, that's 1 plus 0 is 1 plus 1, another 1. And the 2 numbers are also very important angelically, because they're all, the number 2 is actually 1 plus 1. So we got 1 plus 1, 0 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1. So it's a string of ones. Today is a string of one day. And no matter where you are in the world, celebrate it, because it's a sign of good things to come. And we're almost there. We're right in the middle of it. And don't give your power away to these negative individuals who want to control you and kill you. Take your power back. We are all powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier place, and we're meant to be happy. We're not meant to be enslaved. We're not meant to be controlled. Where the reptiles come from, they come from a planet called Draco, if you will, that where people, there is no free will, and there is a hierarchy involved as well. Free will is foreign to them, just like their system of dictatorial hierarchical structures is foreign to us as well. But we're meant to be free. We're meant to be happy, and we should work hard on creating that kind of world. I know that President Kennedy tried to create did a lot of things to make this world a better place, but he was doing it from the top down. And nowadays, even before the scamdemic hit, because I call it scamdemic because it was a scam, or you can call it plandemic because it was all planned. It was all planned starting in 2010 by Operation Lockstep. If you get a copy, that's available on the web, you can read about all of their plans, which have been carried out to the letter. But they hadn't planned on failing, and they are failing. And this will fail, and we will shift into the higher dimensions. We're doing that right now as we speak. There's no reason to wait for the fifth dimension. As they say in New York City, we could have a fifth dimension in a New York minute. That's very quick if we all make the right choices. So the next time you run into a family member or a friend, as President Kennedy has told me, if you want to change the world, look no farther than your family. Look to your friends and relatives, especially your relatives within the family, and try to help them out, even if they're not awake with the traumatic, with the amazing disclosures which will happen this month. People will have nowhere to go except to look at the truth, and it's coming. It's coming hard and fast. And I think this month, the entire month, I'll be focusing in on the ascension issues, because a lot of these issues are coming out. For those who've taken the shot, you've been fooled. You've been lied to, but the good news is that there are remedies available for that. If you'd like a remedy sheet, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150 at gmail.com or to outofthisworldradio@protonmail.com. I'm happy to send it to you for free. At this point in my life, the radio show is accumulation of 52,000 years of being here on the planet. So I can't tell you how pleased I am and how excited I am, as well as all the other great spirits, including George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, President John F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Benjamin Franklin, and Mary Magdalene, Jesus, of course, and Buddha, and all the other great spirits and masters, and the Supreme Being as well, of course, and the Pleiadians, and all the members of the Galactic Alliance of International Free Worlds are all very excited for all of us here, and they want to help us in every way possible. But we, all of us light workers now, are boots on the ground. We can do things they can't, because they will not and cannot interfere with our free will. So I want everyone to do everything they can to help with the ascension of the planet, because it is our destiny to live happily, to be care for each other, and to spread love around the world. As my good friend Albert Einstein has said many times, love is the most powerful and important force in the universe. And I'm sure Dr. Emoto would also agree that he thought love was also the most powerful, important force in the universe. By the way, Albert Einstein and Dr. Emoto do talk quite a bit now on the other side. They see eye to eye on practically everything, especially with respect to the power of love. As Professor Einstein told me many times, if he had to do it over again, he would have never created a bomb of destruction. Back in the 30s and 40s, he felt like he was a pawn on a very dangerous game to create an atomic bomb, because there's nothing but bad things have come from that discovery. He said that if he had to do it over again, he would have created a bomb of love. And you can look up his letter to his daughter, Listerl. He did write the letter back in 55, gave it to his daughter with the instruction to keep it for 30 years and then release it. And it was released by his daughter, Listerl, in 1985, and you can read the letter itself, and it contains a lot of good pointers for humanity, because people come up to me often and they say, well, I'm only one person. What can I do to make this world a better place? Spread love around as much as you can. Be kind to people. If you see a homeless person on the street, do what you can to help them out. And I'm not talking just giving them money, giving them words of encouragement. Sometimes you can refer them to social service agencies to help them out. But there's more people than good than bad out there. And I think if we took a vote today, the entire world would want to create a better world as well. My radio show was started back in November of 2013, almost 9 years ago, with the intent and purpose of making this world a better place. And I'm so happy so many people are listening nowadays, and that so many people, it just tells me that people are waking up. And everyone wants to create a better world. And I know this time we're really going to do it. I hope you can all listen to my show on this Monday. I have a German show starting at 12 noon. Let me double check my schedule here. It'll be on Radio Seoul in Vienna, Austria. And then I have a Japanese show starting at 3 p.m. as well. I have the Japanese show every other week. And the German show is either every week on either Radio Seoul International out of Vienna, Austria, off Deutsch, in German, and off English, and then also, my regular shows on Saturday. We are supported by listener contributions, and if you'd like to contribute, please go to my website on BBS, or you can go to www.outofthisworld1150.com, and any support is gratefully appreciated. I also have a spiritual mentoring program for people who'd like to talk to the other side, or benevolent extraterrestrials. I'm happy to teach people. My mentoring program is only $100 a month or $25 a week, and I give you homework to do. There's no quick and easy way to do it except by hard work. you can do it. I've taught many people how to talk to the other side, and especially now that the vibrations of planet Earth are rapidly rising, it's going to be easier and easier to talk to the other side. I think also what's going to happen is that many peoples of the hollow earth, as the vibrations keep rising on this planet, they will be able to come and interact with us on the surface. Certainly the Talosians will be able to do that. The Agarthans in the fourth dimension and fifth dimension will be able to come to the surface as well. And that'll raise people's consciousness to realize that we have many brothers and sisters underneath the surface of this planet, as well as off planet too. The Pleiadians are a beautiful civilization. Many of us came from the Pleiades, many thousands of years ago. I know I came here 52,000 years ago from the Pleiades, and I volunteered to come down here to help with the ascension. Now that it's happening, I can't tell you how happy I am. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today.
I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. And I especially want to thank Don and Doug for his fantastic help, too. They always do great work. So from my heart to yours, and much love to everyone around the world, thank you so much. And for listening today, whether you're on planet Earth or off planet, we really appreciate all the help of the benevolent extraterrestrials have provided so far. And of course, we're open to we love your help, and really want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. I know that probably next week there's some incredible changes happening. This weekend is especially important for the future of humanity. And whatever you do, follow your heart, mind, and spread love around the world, and make this world a better place. Thank you so much, everyone. With much love to everyone, thank you again so much for listening. Bye-bye. Arigato. You're done. Bye-bye.